All right. This is Gabe. So, the strike continues. Man, I would be surprised if they shit last till October like they're predicting. What? Hollywood studios are losing, like, what, thousands a week? Hundred thousands a week? Which ain't shit. For real, it's not. It's burn money for them. It's what they buy their strippers and human trafficking victims with. Some interesting stuff's happened recently with the whole strike thing and Ron Perlman and Sarah Silverman and cosplayers. Fuck, you know, I'm going to talk about all this shit today, but you want to know what? Also, not Ron Perlman, but Paul Rubens died. That sucks. He died of cancer. And yeah, I was pretty sad when I heard that news. I like Paul Rubens. I've always loved Pee-wee, even after the whole incident at the movie theater and how he still had the balls to come on to MTV Music Awards and the first thing he says, "Heard any jokes lately?" Yeah, man. He had a lot of balls to do that. He was on Buffy. And, of course, I've had so many friends over the internet. Once they find out where I live, they're like, "Hey, is it true that people will sing the rest of the song for the whole Deep in the Heart of Texas?" Like, no, dude. That never fucking happens here. Then again, I don't hang out near the fucking Alamo. But, whatever. But yeah, rest in peace, Paul Rubens. I'm probably going to watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure this weekend and drink a couple of beers for him. So, for sure, man. That sucks. But yeah, rest in peace. But before I go into talking about random bullshit, you know what? I'm going to talk about, what the fuck was it? A Knock at the Cabin? M. Night Shyamalan movie? Dude, I just saw that movie tonight. I didn't know what to think. And I was just like, should I watch it? Batista's in there. I mean, yeah, like, when it comes to acting, you know, like Robert, our old co-host, I mean, he's doing fine. He's just had some really messed up shit go on, but he's doing okay. But Robert made a big deal about how good of an actor Batista is. Batista? I don't know how to fucking say his name. I'm just going to say Batista. But he made such a big deal about how good of an actor Batista is off of the second Blade Runner movie. I was like, you know what, man? He was in there for such a little time. I mean, other than that, seen him on Guardians of the Galaxy? I haven't seen him on anything else, honestly. I don't think so. But on Guardians, he was just being funny. But I'm just going to check the fucking name right now because I said Woods because I'm thinking about Cabin in the Woods. But yeah, it's Knock at the Cabin. And I'm not afraid to admit that I'm a fan of M. Night Shyamalan's movies. I really do. I like them. I did not like The Village when it first came out, but throughout the years, I liked it. Lady in the Water was actually pretty cool. It was not great. It felt rushed, but overall, the story was pretty cool. I liked it. And Signs, of course. Signs, Unbreakable, Split, Mr. Glass, or just Glass. Oh, no, I love those movies, but yeah, Knock at the Cabin. It's got a 2.6 rating on Google reviews out of 1,241 ratings. After I saw the movie, I looked up on it, and this is before seeing any reviews. I always check reviews after I watch a movie, or most of the time. Yeah, I wanted to see, like, you know, maybe some, you know, there's a bunch of YouTubers who analyze films and give you their thoughts and maybe stuff that you missed. So I looked up some of those and I ran into a video about how different the book is, or how different the movie is from the book. And it's really different. So I can probably understand how most of the negative reviews would probably come from the people who enjoyed the book, because the ending is insanely different. And I guess, like, the outcome of certain characters is insanely different as well. So I can understand why it got a lot of hate. But, I mean, I've never of course, I haven't read the book. I didn't even know it was a book until afterwards. Or I got a quick rundown of the story. It's a pretty messed up story, but yet I do not like the ending of the book. Again, I can't say shit, really. I guess I would have to really, you know, not guess. I know I would have to really read the book to really give an opinion. But given the whole story in a, you know, too long didn't read form, it's a pretty fucked up book. The ending's pretty dark, but it's also a story that ends with one of those, it's up to you to decide how it ends, because it really doesn't give you an answer. The movie does. I was actually satisfied with the ending. I really enjoyed the movie from start to finish. There were moments where I was like, oh man, like, I was actually feeling uncomfortable for, you know, for some of the moments, or, you know, some parts of the movie. Not uncomfortable, like, oh, I can't watch this, more like I was afraid for some of the characters. And, you know, overall, I thought it was a really cool movie. I totally watch it again, which I probably am. I'm going to show my bestie the movie. And, you know, just to bring it back to Batista, he did a pretty good job. You know, I'm not going to say I'm the best judge at people, you know, saying what actor is a badass actor, but, you know, like, my favorite actor of all time is Daniel Day-Lewis, then followed by Nicolas Cage. And, well, everybody hates Nicolas Cage, but yeah, I thought Batista did pretty good, and I liked the film, and I'm totally going to check it out again. So, yeah, I totally recommend it. It's not a review, but obviously, I mean, we rarely do reviews on this podcast. But speaking of reviews, somebody left an interaction on my Exorcist rant, where I was ranting about Jason Blum. It's like a little 18-minute episode where I'm just not happy that Jason Blum's behind this new Exorcist, and a bunch of other people that I'm not happy about as well, that are responsible for the shit Halloween movies we've gotten, that I would say are worse than the Rob Zombie ones. And I do not like the Rob Zombie ones. But I got a reply from... What was my question? Oh, what exorcism movies do you recommend? And, geez, I don't even know how to say this guy's name. MGEWECKE7. Whatever the fuck your name is. He says, your review is super jaded and uninspired. As soon as I read that, I was like, dude, that's exactly how I feel about the new Exorcist movie coming out. I mean, that's what I got off of the trailer. And I, you know, seeing that it's Jason Blum, I'm most likely for sure going to feel the same when I watch the whole movie. But yeah, Mr. Miggywicky 7, your interaction is exactly the way I feel about the trailer, so thanks. But yeah. But speaking of The Exorcist, which is not a reboot or... Oh no, it's not a remake. It is a sequel, which I do not know if they're going to actually going to keep Legion or The Exorcist 3 in that timeline. Hopefully. Then again, I'm saying hopefully as if I know I'm going to like the fucking movie. I'm not, but... There's been a lot of movies that have been pushed back or suspended because of the strikes. So, you know what? I'm going to go through the whole list. I'm sure it's more movies than this, man. I'm sure it's a lot more. But we got, from the top of the list down, man, top of the list down, The Amateur from 20th Century Studios. Production suspended. Avatar 3 and 4 from 20th Century Studios. Production suspended. Beetlejuice 2 from Warner Brothers. Production suspended. A Complete Unknown from Searchlight Pictures. Product start delayed. The Conjuring Last Rites. Warner Brothers. Pre-production suspended. Deadpool 3 from Disney. Production suspended. Fantastic Four from Disney. Casting process paused. How many? Jesus, dude. And you know this all happened when Disney bought Fox. They got a hold of Fantastic Four. But yeah, I mean, how many fucking Fantastic Four movies are we going to see, man? Shit. But yeah, good riddance. Fuck Fantastic Four. I love the comics, just not the movies. Gladiator 2, which no one ever thought would get a fucking sequel, but it's going to be based around Maximus's, gee, what is that kid? How is that kid related to Maximus? But it's, what's his name? Commodus? Fucking Joaquin Phoenix? His nephew? Lucius? The movie's going to be, or if it ever fucking comes out, it's going to be based off of Lucius. But yeah, Gladiator 2 from Paramount. Production suspended. It Ends With Us from Sony. Production suspended. Juror number 2 from Warner Brothers. Production suspended. Lilo and Stitch from Disney. Production suspended. Disney just really need to cut out their fucking live action shit for real. Lilo and Stitch is fucking amazing. I don't know why the fuck. I mean, it's Disney. They make stupid ass fucking decisions. But I love Lilo and Stitch. It's a great fucking movie. It had a really cool hologram poster when it was coming out at the theater, which I wish I had fucking taken, but I didn't get to. But Lilo and Stitch. Minecraft from Warner Brothers. Production start delayed. Minecraft? Really? I guess. Cool. I don't play Minecraft. My friends do, but whatever. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 from Paramount. Production suspended. Moana, Jesus Christ, from Disney. Casting process paused. And Moana's my favorite Disney movie. For a long time, it was Aladdin and Lion King and Frozen, and then Moana came along. Here's one I'm happy about. You know what? I just wish instead of production suspended said, it's fucking dead. And that's Mortal Kombat 2 from Warner Brothers. You know, I thought these motherfuckers had a really good shot at making a good Mortal Kombat movie. Not saying that the original first Mortal Kombat movie is not good. It was great. I still love that movie till today, man. Such a cool fucking movie. But when the new Mortal Kombat came out, was it on HBO Max, which the whole movie was carried by fucking Kano, and once he died, the movie turned to shit. The main character, which they made just for the movie, who's not from the video games, his power is literally fucking plot armor. Like, literally, his skin turns to fucking steel or some shit. This movie's garbage. Liu Kang's not the main fucking character. Johnny Cage is not in the movie because the director's racist and hates white people. Like, for real, he is. And, yeah, fuck Mortal Kombat. The Warner Brothers, or they're all Warner Brothers, but the fucking new ones. And I hope Mortal Kombat 2 just fucking dies. Anyways, Mufasa, The Lion King. What the fuck is... From Disney, production suspended. I fucking give up on this Disney shit. Paddington in Peru, from Studio Canal. Production start delayed. Speak No Evil from Universal. Production suspended. Superman Legacy from Warner Brothers. Pre-production suspended. Superman's the greatest hero of all time. Like my main heroes that I love forever is, you know, John Constantine, Frank Castle, who's always going to be amazing, and Al Simmons. I love them all, but Kal-El, Supes, he's like your parents. You can't just say, oh yeah, my favorite person ever is my mom and dad. I mean, it's a given. It wouldn't be fair to anyone else who would fall in line with, oh yeah, you know, that's my best friend. That's the coolest person ever. You know, it's your parents. They automatically have that title, that right. That's what Superman is. I know I'm going to watch the fucking movie when it comes out because I have to. It's Supes. But man, I'm just not happy. They just need to fucking stop making superhero movies for at least 10 years. You know what? Do like what they did with Godzilla back in 2004. Was it 2004 or 2003? They gave Godzilla like a break. It was 10 years to make no more movies. And at the time, they released Godzilla Final Wars, which was going to be the last Godzilla for 10 years, which was directed by... Oh, I forgot his name, but he's a director who made Versus, which is a really cool Japanese action, comedy, crime, horror movie. Yeah, it's crazy. It's some dude going up against the Yakuza, and all the people that they buried out in the suicide forest come back to life, and yeah, it's fucking hilarious, and the fight scenes are cool. But anyways, the guy who directed that movie, damn it, I need to look it up. It's been so long since I've seen Versus. Who is the director of Versus? Ryue Kitamura. So check this out. So, Versus was an action movie, right? It was pretty badass. So, Hideo Kojima really liked his work. I'm guessing, I forgot what movie he saw. It might have been Versus. But Hideo Kojima, the creator of Metal Gear, he loved his work. So he said, hey, you know what? I'm going to be remaking Metal Gear Solid for the GameCube. I think that was Twin Snakes. He's like, I would like you to direct that game. Because he really liked the action scenes in his movies, which I'm pretty sure it was Versus. So he was like, sure. So he jumped on board, directed Metal Gear Solid for the GameCube. They, in Japan, they also really wanted this guy to direct Godzilla Final Wars. So he just gotten fresh off of making Metal Gear, and he was like, cool, I'll direct Godzilla Final Wars. And he brought Hideo Kojima's art team to do the storyboards for Godzilla Final Wars. That is fucking cool, man. So if you haven't seen Godzilla Final Wars, check it out. He also kicks the shit out of the 1997 Godzilla, the American one, which I liked. It's not a bad movie. It's a nice little American take on Godzilla. But yeah, you know, I know a lot of people hate it. I thought it was cool. It wasn't bad. It didn't suck, but I still like it. But yeah, JP Godzilla beats the shit out of that guy. Check it out. So, anyways, moving on from Superman Legacy, we got Twisters from Universal, production suspended. I hope that's not a sequel to Twister. Untitled Dirty Dancing sequel from Lionsgate, pre-production suspended. Does Dirty Dancing really need a fucking sequel, man? For real? Ah, well. What else we got? Untitled Fast X sequel. Is this the one where they go to space? No, I heard they already went to space. Where the fuck are they gonna go now? They're gonna fucking time travel or some shit. Oh, wow. Untitled fourth Bad Boys film from Sony. Production suspended. I thought... why do we need a fourth Bad Boys movie? Because I liked the first one. The second one was cool. And I really liked the third Bad Boys. The third Bad Boys was badass. But do we really need a fourth one? It's just, I mean, I know I'm going to watch it when it comes out, because I love those movies, but we don't need one. Untitled Joseph Kaczynski film from Apple TV. Production suspended. Untitled Ocean's 11 prequel. Oh my god. From Warner Brothers. Production start delayed. An untitled Venom Let There Be Carnage sequel from Sony. Production suspended. I don't know, man. I don't know. This is all because of the writer's strike. So, you want to, there's a bunch of shit being suspended right now. But Sarah Silverman started some shit this past week. Well, I wouldn't say this past week, just yesterday, which is Monday. No? What was it? Oh, she started shit. Well, the news got out that she started some shit on Friday, which was July 28th. So, Sarah Silverman heard that there are some actors getting some gigs doing indie films. She was not fucking happy. She said, quote, I feel fucking pissed off, and I know I just must not be understanding something. There are like 40 movies being made right now. And that's from Deadline, end quote. From Deadline, yeah. Oh, Sarah Silverman said that on Instagram Thursday night. When SAG joined the strike, it's movie stars aren't making movies for you anymore. Now, what are you going to do? Well, they're making movies. What the fuck? That's a quote from Sarah Silverman right there. Jesus. Oh, she's pissed. But apparently, SAG had a meeting with Sarah Silverman and other actors to provide more information. SAG-AFTRA, whatever, they met with Sarah Silverman to explain to her and other actors, you know, provide more information that, hey, we're still watching over our actors, even though we're making these deals. And Sarah Silverman's apparently still pissed off. But the reason I bring this up is because there's been a bit of, I wouldn't say a bit, but there's been some overreach with this strike. So, oh man, I'd say maybe 10 years ago or so, or almost 10 years ago, there were these two Russian cosplayers, and they did a really good job at doing a Kitana and Melina cosplay for Mortal Kombat. Well, some of the people from NetherRealm really enjoyed this cosplay. And they asked these two girls from Russia, hey, would you be up for promoting our game? We'll pay you and you do the cosplay for us. They agreed. And they did some really cool professional photo shoots as Melina and Kitana. And they went to some conventions as well. I don't know if it was just in Russia or they came here, but I think they even took some pictures with Ed Boon, one of the original creators of Mortal Kombat. And he opened NetherRealm. He's the guy that runs NetherRealm, from what I know. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Just cosplayers doing their thing, and they get a cool shot like this. Like, I know there's also a Maul cosplay. He's an amazing cosplayer. His name is like Maul, I think, or Maul, M-A-U-L. He's European. Of course, all the best cosplayers are European. But I'm just going to call him Mau. But Mau does like really badass Witcher cosplays. Like, I'm not a fan of the games. I've only played part two. But, I mean, come on. I know the fucking characters. And he just does amazing cosplay, man. He's done cosplay for games like Borderlands as well. And everything he does is amazing. The photography is amazing. I'm pretty sure he's got some badass photographers or knows someone. And the makeup, I don't know if he does it himself, but the Borderlands shit that he did was fucking perfect. But he's been hired, I think, even by Gearbox, the makers of Borderlands, to do promotional stuff for them. So this goes back to, let's see, hold on, when was this? So, on July 28th, this article came out from the Hollywood Reporter that I also want to take it back to, I think it was last episode, where I mentioned a Romanian content creator, a TikToker. She pretty much had to apologize and took down her videos going to the Disney's Haunted Mansion opening because they considered her a scab for doing that. Well, Hollywood Reporter released an article that pretty much says SAG-AFTRA released some rules. If you're a content creator, in this case, if you're a cosplayer, and you do, if someone hires you, let's say like those Russian girls, let's say it was them at this time, if Warner Brothers hired them to do, let's say, a cosplay for Mortal Kombat 2 promotion at San Diego Comic-Con or whatever, they would be considered scabs. For just cosplaying. Sure, you can say, well, they're supporting the movie companies. You know what? No, I don't give a fuck. That's fucking stupid. That's taking opportunities away from cosplayers, TikTokers, YouTubers. It's wrong. It's wrong to tell them, hey, you can't do this. If not, we're going to fucking remember. Because remember, if people are calling others scabs, that's instantly, they're going on their shit list, man. They're going on a fucking blacklist. So, at first they were like cosplayers. You know, you can't go and cosplay and because you're going to be promoting, you know, this whatever movie is going to be coming out. And I think that's really fucking stupid. For real. Because Well, there's people who love characters, love comics, movies. They want to dress up as their favorite fucking characters. Who fucking cares? So, when there was a bunch of confusion and people fucking terrified, like, shit, what if I have an opportunity in the future in Hollywood, but I cosplayed as fucking Wonder Woman for that one convention during the strike. Now I'm on a fucking blacklist. No, they cleaned it up some more and said, well, if you're getting paid, that is. We know there's fans of, you know, all these cool, you know, pop culture and movies. And you want to dress up as them. That's fine. We just don't want you to go cosplay while you're getting paid to do it. Which also I think is a fucking dick move for them to do. These aren't writers. They're cosplayers. Leave them the fuck alone. But you know, speaking of Comic-Cons, it says, at a Comic-Con without Hollywood, fans show their allegiance. That's from Wired. How fucked up is it that it's a Comic-Con, comic convention? It shouldn't matter if Hollywood's not there, man, for real. I remember back in 2004, the only Comic-Con I went to was in Dallas. It was just nothing but comic books, man. I was happy to meet all these artists. I got autographs and took pictures with all these artists that were drawing my favorite comics at the time. I got to meet Jim Lee. That was really fucking cool. I got to meet Michael Turner, rest in peace. And Ryan Reynolds shows up. And nobody gave a fuck. I mean, of course, at the time, I guess his most popular movie was Van Wilder. But nobody cared. Everybody was just... Ryan Reynolds was there. He was loud. He really wanted to let it be known that he was there. Because he was there to also promote Blade Trinity. He was right behind me. Nobody fucking cared. And I was just like, hey, look, it's Van Wilder. And then went back waiting in line to get an autograph from Jim Lee. You know, he was cool. He was a really cool guy. Ryan Reynolds is super nice, but nobody cared. If it was movies, they'd probably care about the porn stars in fucking Artist Alley. Because there was a shitload of porn stars there for some reason. But like, I remember going there. Also checking to see if there were any back issues that I've always had on my list. See if I could find them there. Checking out some cool indie artists. It was cool, man. And it sucks that it's no longer that. Every time I'm going through social media and there's like an advertisement for a Comic-Con in my area, I don't see any comic book artists. I don't see comic book writers. All I see is Brent Spiner and some fucking dude from some Netflix show or some movie and some guy who's not as popular as Chris Hemsworth, but who was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hey, this guy's going to be here. That's what Comic-Con's turned into, and it's sad. I don't like that, but oh well. Yeah, it's a good thing I don't fucking go to them, right? I've only been to one, and that's all I needed. I'm still buying back issues, but hey, who knows? I don't even know if there's people still selling, you know, old back issues, bringing in their whole fucking lots of comics to sell at a Comic-Con. I'm pretty sure there are. But if there aren't, and it's just fucking replaced by nothing by movie stars and Hollywood props, I wouldn't be surprised. That sucks. But oh well. What the fuck can you do, right? Let's move away from this for a bit. We need to talk about Ron Perlman, that fucking asshole. So Ron Perlman, 2 weeks ago, and you know, I say this because I bring this up because I'm tired of fucking celebrities just trying to virtue signal for any fucking thing. And that's on both political aisles. There's just celebrities who just need to shut the fuck up and just stick to fucking movies. Stop being fucking political. You most likely know shit. But, you know, two that come to mind is fucking Ron Perlman and Mark Ruffalo. They really need to shut the fuck up. But Ron Perlman, again, 2 weeks ago or so, maybe, yeah, I'd say like 2-3 weeks ago, said some stupid shit that could get him in trouble. Of course not. He's a fucking movie star, right? He ain't gonna get in trouble for pretty much saying a threat of burning somebody's house down. But Motherfucker says he's going to leave Twitter. Says I'm going to take my business to Threads. 2 weeks ago, he's like, fuck this place. He leaves. Then, on the last day of July, the news comes out that half of the fucking users slash accounts on Threads are just no longer signing in. What the fuck happens that same fucking day? Ron Perlman's back on Twitter. Dude, he needs to shut the fuck up. You know, I'm going to watch his new movie. That's for sure. I saw the trailer to his new movie when I went to go watch Sound of Freedom. Let's see, what's the name of the movie? The Baker. Yeah, you know, it looks interesting. It looks cool. Don't think it's going to be the best, but hey, it looks pretty cool. Oh shit, apparently Nicolas Cage is going to be on The Baker. Is he? Oh no, that's the retirement plan. Never mind. But yeah, The Baker, it looks alright. I'm going to check it out for sure. I'm not going to leave the fucking house for it, but it looks alright. But yeah, I think that's all for fucking movies that I want to talk about today. I don't want to fucking talk about everything right now. For sure, I do want to make an episode on, damn it, dude, I want to say A Cabin in the Woods, but it's not. Knock at the Cabin. Yeah, Knock at the Cabin, for sure. Because I really want to talk about that movie some more. With spoilers. It's just cool. Also, because it reminds me of a certain video game. That's why I want to talk about. But, hey, you know what? Speaking of video games. But, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, man, I think that's it for today. It's a short episode. Just throwing off some random bullshits. What happened late last week with the full fucking strike. With the whole strike. But whatever. Hopefully things get better this week. Hopefully there's some really good news. Anything good coming out soon. Because apparently everything's fucking suspended. But hey. I'm into buying old steelbooks. So that's fine. And you know what? Speaking of steelbooks. Disney's also selling empty steelbooks. They did it for WandaVision. So you can pay $38 for the WandaVision steelbook. It comes with like some cards and some other collector bullshit. And that's it. No discs. It's just a fucking steelbook. I blame the motherfuckers on eBay who were like, you know what? I bought this fucking movie. I paid so much for the steelbook. I really like the movie. You know what? I'm just going to sell the steelbook as long as I have the disc. And you know what? There's dumb motherfuckers out there who actually buy them without the disc. You know, I blame those pieces of shit for Disney doing this. Yeah, the little collector things inside? Nah, man, that's... you know what? I can't say anything. I was going to say that's total garbage, but... Because I used to collect a bunch of collector's editions for video game stuff. It was Assassin's Creed 3 that made me stop because of how shitty that game was, especially the ending. I was like, yeah, no more fucking... No, that's a lie. Because then I did buy Arkham Knight. The fucking big-ass expensive one that came with the little fucking model. I think it was a... I don't know. It wasn't. I mean, I'm not going to say it's Arkham Asylum, but I just know it was pretty big. I ended up selling that thing because Arkham Knight is a piece of shit game. But you know, when it comes to movies and shit like that, buying steelbooks, yeah, it is nice when you get like a little poster in there or maybe some cards with some cool trivia or maybe of scenes of, you know, maybe your favorite scenes put down in like a little postcard. I don't mind that. That's cool because I really love the shit that came with RoboCop and True Romance. So I bought the RoboCop. I actually bought the new RoboCop. I wouldn't say new, but the 4K release through Arrow Films. So I bought the regular Blu-ray. It comes in a regular case. Then I bought the collector's edition that comes with a bunch of shit. Then I bought the Steelbook. That was the most important one. So I got those. And if you're a fan of True Romance, which is a really fucking cool movie, the Steelbook, no, actually just the collector's edition of True Romance from Arrow Films is worth the purchase. And it also comes with the Steelbook inside. And it's really good, man. That's probably one of my favorite Steelbooks I own. But yeah, you know what? That's enough talk about all this Steelbook bullshit and whatever. I'm going to go ahead and fucking drink some more. And I'm going to keep my eye out and see what the fuck happens on Hollywood. Peace out, yo.